Well, I just want to jump in and talk about the Dirties. I really enjoyed it, and I really appreciate what you're doing with that movie. And I know that you get the question a lot, well, is this somehow exploiting or contributing to the culture and the violence? But of course not. I mean, it's not desensitizing. It's quite the opposite. And so I guess I just want to jump in and ask you to speak a little to what went through your mind as you were. And I'm sorry, I've been this has been a crazy week for me. I've had a little sleep, but I just felt it's really important to talk with you about this movie. And so I'd like if you could just jump in and talk about The Dirties and how you think it will speak to youth, or is that not really what you're looking at, to speak to youth? Is it more like just we should get back to the idea that it's a fiction and it's just a work of art?
No, I mean, the motivation for all of us making this film was definitely to try to wrestle our own demons about Columbine. We're sort of from the generation where that was a huge touchstone and a massive media event that I don't think me or any of my friends really ever got any psychological resolution on. Hmm. Just because it seemed like it happened, and then all of a sudden the culture tried to sort of gloss over what had happened there, and then over and over again we kept seeing that same behavior repeating itself in the media, where these violent events would occur and then very quickly they would be turned almost into Hollywood style productions, where we hear about the broad stroke characters of these things, and the pageantry of it sort of becomes what everybody's fascinated with, as opposed to really what's going on, which is that we're slowly seeing young men, especially in our society, starting to become unhinged in a way that we haven't really seen before, or at least that I haven't experienced before. And so this film was sort of our way of dealing with that issue personally. So we tried to make it as close to our own real lives as we could. And as you say, I think quite correctly, not with the intention to sensationalize either violence or this type of lifestyle or revenge or anything like that. I mean, we're trying to show as realistically as we could the way something like this could happen from our perspective.
I keep jumping back and forth in my mind. It is a statement, but of course an artist doesn't want to just be presenting a message. And I also say, well, it's a work of art too. It's a subject that is not going to be able to be resolved anytime soon. It's so broad, and I don't know if like you've said in interviews in the past, you can't blame the movies. You can't blame the news either. I guess it's an individual thing going on. And then the question is, well, how can you help the individual? Is it up to the individual? And just it becomes this incredible question that I don't know that it has an answer.
Well, you're right that it doesn't have an easy answer. Yeah. I think in many ways what we're trying to say is that to reduce this issue to media censorship and gun control is to deny that we can make any progress on this issue. Because if you're just willing to talk about school violence and youth violence in terms of access to weapons and access to media, then you're not addressing what's going on at all. And it's almost like we collectively as a society have decided to not address what's really going on, because instead we're focused on these very band-aid solutions to it, which I think is tragic. So in many ways our film, I think, is trying to confound that argument as much as it can, but without, as you say, being preachy. I mean, we weren't making this film with the intention of, you know, ramming down the throats of people who don't believe this stuff that this is the way that it is, because we don't even know that. We just know that our perspective of being a bit more sensitive to this stuff has certainly helped us deal with the psychological residue of these events.
Yeah, well, I didn't mean to say that there's no answer because it's on a case by case, individual by individual. Each person, each family deals with these issues as they need to, and there is no easy answer. That's the answer. There is no easy answer.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I did really enjoy one of the recent interviews you did, and CinemaScope, they had asked you what was the most obscure reference. And it's a fun game to play, the game of pop culture reference, and that's what your character does a lot of. And I have, I totally relate to that. I think all the smartest kids in school are the ones that are usually the ones making all of these references. And the references, really, they tend not to be the complicated. They're just they're pleasant, and there's a logic behind them. I know that kids that are into that, me included, and the friends I was with, it can be insular, and you feel like you're it can be a lonely experience. But the vast majority of the kids in high school are not into these references, so they don't care. So that adds to that feeling of loneliness, I guess.
It certainly does. I think it's sort of a testament to kind of being a little older in your soul than you are on paper. I think a lot of times people who dive so deeply into film and even just media culture are doing so because they can relate to these characters and these adults better than they can relate to peers of their own age group.
Yeah. Well, it can be taken deeper where people have interesting, clever things they want to talk about these movies. And the internet does help. I mean, as much as it might create this insular environment, it also helps people find other people with the same interests, and hopefully outside of the internet as well, not just on forums.
Exactly.
But I do like that reference that you made to Peter Bogdanovich talking about Orson Welles or whatever. And I can relate to that. I got to see Orson Welles, not Orson Welles, but Peter Bogdanovich once with a friend. And we were kind of disappointed afterwards. And not to diss on Peter Bogdanovich, he's a great man. But he was talking about this one movie he was promoting, and he said that this was striking a chord with today's youth. And we just looked at each other and said, "No, I don't think so." But you know,
was it his most recent film, the one that he acts in with Cheryl Hines?
No, this was many years ago. It's like 10 years ago. I was trying to figure out what movie it was that I can't quite. Can't quite find it or picture what it was now.
I learned that lesson myself in film school, quite similarly, not with Bogdanovich, but with Martin Scorsese. And it's just that you want to keep your heroes at a distance. I think that's always good advice. keep your heroes at a distance.
Yeah, I mean, we're only human. I mean, even the great Orson Welles, I mean, he's done a lot of bad acting. So, but I wanted to also touch upon Mr. Kevin Smith, who is a great supporter of yours. And how did that come about, him supporting the Dirties? And that was such a big to-do at the Comic-Con this last year, or this year.
I know, that was such a thrill. I love that. That was one of the best weekends of my life, being at Comic-Con with him.
I'll bet.
And it was simple. I think the film was sent to him after we won Slam Dance. He saw the movie, from what he tells me, and then he called me at my house just to talk about it. And we talked for what seemed like, must have been an hour anyway.
Wow.
He was just asking as many questions as he could about how we were doing certain things or why we made the film, all these different kinds of things. And it was such a great chat. And at this time, we were sort of figuring out what our distribution plan was going to be. And then he called and said that he wanted to distribute the film. And it was actually really simple. Like, we were happy. He and I kind of agreed on everything, and our sales company, XYZ, was really happy to work with them. So it was all good.
Cool. And I'm sure that he relates to what you're doing. It reminds him of what he was doing when he was around your age.
I think that's a big part of the poetry of this, is that it's kind of come full circle for him, definitely. Like, this movie was the exact model that he used to make Clerks, like using all our own money and just sort of putting your whole life into something and making it extremely personal to the point where it's just kind of you and your friends doing everything. So
yeah,
I think, and what's cool is I don't even think he was interested in the movie because of that. Like, I think he liked the film, and then as the details of how we made the movie kind of came out to him, then he started seeing those connections. But at first, I don't think either of us were appreciating that.
I see. I wanted to ask you about Nirvana, the band, the show. There's a connection between the process of that project and the Dirties. And I was trying to find some, as I was doing my research, I was trying to find some info on it, but I kind of fell short. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, in fact, if you don't live in Toronto, that's a tough show to know anything about, because it's so Toronto-centric. We made it when we were just kind of in film school, just getting out of film school, and it was just me and my best friend Jay filming a fake documentary about, very much like the Dirties, about two kind of goofy guys trying to get their band booked at a local club. And it was pulling sort of from The Office and Flight of the Conchords and a lot of things that were sort of very popular at the time. But the way we were doing it was unique in that we didn't write anything, and we were just sort of figuring out how episodes would come together as we shot, which is something that we did just because at the beginning we weren't taking it super seriously from a production point of view. But we found that method of shooting first and writing afterwards was actually incredibly powerful. It's an incredibly powerful production tool that I think people avoid because it's scary. But if you go to just shoot with an outline or an idea of what you're going to shoot and then write it by cutting together all sort of the best things you get, you can actually get this really vibrant film. It's really incredible footage that doesn't seem like it was written, but doesn't seem like it was improvised either. Like, it kind of walks this middle line, sort of like the best mumblecore movies do. It was just sort of a technique that we fell so in love with that we just kept making the show. And to this day, I think a lot of the things we did in that show are better than certainly anything we did in the Dirties. But obviously, it's a much different style. I mean, that's pure comedy. But
yeah. Well, this springs to mind. I don't know if this is a right or not, but Lena Dunham. Would you see any comparison between you and your trajectory and hers, or what are your thoughts on her?
Well, she's great. I think she's quite a bit smarter than I am. I mean, I know that she writes all of her stuff, or at least I can see that she writes all of her stuff from watching her show. Certainly in terms of, like, the way New Hollywood is working, where it's like a young person who does something with a strong voice can get noticed, that we seem to share a commonality, but in terms of like taste or style, I think we couldn't be more different.
Yeah. Would you think maybe, would you compare yourself, but some similarity to Tarantino, or who would you see as your mentor?
No, you know what? It's funny. So there's some articles came out about the film saying that I think people confuse my character in the film with what I'm really like, which is easy because they're so close, but No, I haven't sort of gotten a lot out of Tarantino's movies since I was the age I play in the movie. So I think Tarantino, again, comes from a much more traditional, like I've got more in common with someone like Chris Lilley or Ricky Gervais, like just in terms of how they're doing things, like not really knowing what to do and sort of figuring out as they go along. But people I look up to, like filmmakers where I'm like, oh my God, like that person, like that's what I want to be, is someone like Sacha Baron Cohen or, he's sort of, I think, the best example.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, Tarantino, I don't like his movies.
And then you have this upcoming project, or maybe, I don't know where you are at this stage of this fake, the movie that appears to break the to sound the alarms and say that the moon landing was a fake.
Where are you with that?
We're just about to start shooting. Actually, we shot some stuff, some test stuff back in April, and we're getting ready to get into full scale production once I get back from Europe. So I'm going to tour the movie at two European film festivals until maybe the end of November or something like that.
Wow!
And then I think we're getting started. But it's cool. This movie will be much better than The Dirties. It's sort of all the great things that we were able to do, but in a much more, I would say, interesting world. It will be amazing. It's called Operation Avalanche.
Cool. Well, I really did enjoy The Dirties, and my girlfriend and I I was really into it, and she was a little resistant. Sometimes that happens, but that's her taste. And she said, "Well, maybe the scene's going a little too slow." And I said, "No, let's just wait, see what happens, because I think everything's is just working." And she came around and she said, "Yeah, it was working," but I won't speak for her. I say The Dirties is very cool, and people should check it out for sure.
Well, I'm happy you liked it. I think that happens a lot, where people be watching the film, and it's always the person who I think is closest to the characters, or at least has like the most information about what that type of life is like, that I think gets the most out of it. And I think that's sort of what we were intending, that this would be a personal film, but for a lot of people.
Well, I just want to thank you for your time. Are there any closing remarks or anything else you wanted to let us know about?
No, I mean,
I think that covers it. Huh?
Yeah, hopefully see the movie if you get a chance, and if you have any questions, feel free to ask us.
Cool. Well, thanks so much, Matt. I'll post this right away.